Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dick, you weren't here, but your assignment for the weekend is to take all 32 NFL teams and rank them 1 to 32 on how much you hate them.
Oh.
Your most hated team would be number one, and then on down.
So it's Broncos.
Broncos, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I use the Broncos more than once?
No. No.
Are they extra high because they're keeping you up late this weekend?
Oh, that's a Sunday night game?
That is this weekend, right?
Oh, yes, that's Sunday.
Oh, you're there. Oh, that's right. You're going to that game.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because they flexed it to Sunday night.
That's right, because Nick was going to be there.
Oh, you got to work. Just to make it an easier trip.
Yeah.
The Packers game got flexed in a couple weeks, but not from it got flexed from noon to 3:30.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, they're playing the Ravens that weekend.
Oh, I'll be a big Packer fan that day.
Aha! You have to root for the Packers
In a heartbeat. Yeah, in a heartbeat. I'd root for the Packers over the Browns or the Bengals too.
Well, they've already beat the Bengals and they play the Browns on Christmas Day.
That's right. Mr. Evans, how you doing?
Lovely.
T.J. Miller later on this morning.
Looking forward to it.
How was your show last night, Nick? You did a show at the brewery in town.
Yeah, it was
correct?
Good. Yeah. Infusion Brewing.
And tonight you're where?
Farmhand Brewing in Erling, Iowa tonight, and Rosie's downtown Lincoln tomorrow night.
And the T.J. is sold out, so go see Nick.
Yeah. Was on this date in 2004, the San Francisco Chronicle.
I shouldn't say it that way. If you prefer Nick, go see Nick. There you go. Come on.
Good to be the second choice, isn't it, Nick?
That's not true.
Well, T.J. puts on a hell of a show.
Yeah, I think that Nick doesn't mind us pimping T.J. like he's some hack.
I know. It was just a presentation.
I know it did. Yeah. If the stuff you want to see is sold out, go see Nick.
Since the funny guy's already sold out.
All right. I didn't say it that way. You said that way.
I know. You just had that tone.
I know. Of course it did.
You can buy a license plate holder.
Yes, you can. I'd rather be
met. Goofy. I just carry this little suitcase around. I got my little store.
You got a suitcase.
It works, though.
Right. That's the life of the traveling comedian.
I'd rather be masturbating, right?
Yes.
That sucks the tape.
We've seen comics roll in with that suitcase and they're going to the plane.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
They cut that extra suitcase. It's just the merch.
Yep.
Are the Cool Balls Dude koozies still available?
Yep.
All right.
They sell tall ones for White Claws. It's a fresh bitch.
Oh, there you go. Because that's what you are if you drink those.
Yep.
And that's what you've got if you drink too many of them.
Oh, that's true.
A fresh bitch.
Yeah.
It's the same bitch as the last time.
Yeah, she's just fresh.
It's just the recurring bitch.
She'll tell you something.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's the same something she told you last week. Or yesterday.
That old line.
The wild card comes out.
Right. You.
On this date in 2004, the San Francisco Chronicle reported that San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds admitted to unwittingly taking steroids during a testimony before the federal grand jury in 03.
I watched part of a, there's an ESPN, like one of those E60s or whatever.
I think I saw part of that too.
It's about Bonds.
Oh, it's just about Bonds. Okay, yes.
That guy should be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't care. Yeah. You can argue that all you want, but the bottom line is he took steroids. You know, he definitely took steroids.
Yeah, but so did a lot of people in that era.
Yep.
Wouldn't you wonder why your head was getting that big?
Head and feet get bigger.
Haven't they held the line on that? All the guys that they know that did it have been left out.
It's the final, and it's like the final year for some
of
those guys.
Well, that's the reason he started taking steroids was 1998 when Sosa and McGuire were going at it. You know, and they were already knee deep in the steroid thing.
He didn't need it though. He could have been a great player.
Oh yeah, he was still hitting 30 home runs a year. Yeah. He certainly had Hall of Fame numbers.
He'd have been Hall of Fame no matter what.
But even guys like Clemens. Clemens isn't in.
No.
Because he admitted.
Right.
But baseball looked the other way because they loved it.
They did.
Sure.
But the administration did, right? Yeah.
Well, they needed it after the strike of 94.
Right. Sure.
They needed the popularity boom.
Yeah, well, they're done again now.
What are they going to do this time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They coming back?
Nope.
No, steroids?
No. No.
Well, and it's so obvious that they cracked down when now, you know what?
Nobody's ripped like that.
Well, and the guy who's the home run leader every year is what, maybe 45? Right. 45, 50?
And they used two different kinds of balls last year.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
The juiced balls.
Yeah. You buy that koozie with Nick this weekend.
You said that like I meant
juiced balls koozie.
These balls are juiced.
Yeah.
Nice juiced balls.
It's funny, it's like a serious article. They kept saying juiced balls.
Juiced balls.
And baseball was behind that, too.
Well, they are now. Yeah.
Who makes the baseball? Yeah. Rawlings?
Yeah, and I think baseball bought Rawlings.
Yeah, MLB has a big piece, if not the whole piece, of whoever makes baseballs.
Study published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships.
Relations.
Look to build a map of common relationship woes. Of course, there's, you know, the not surprising. Communication issues, trust, and time investment came up
fresh
consistently
bitch.
As relationship stressors.
Yeah.
Yeah, same old bitch.
Yeah. Did it say that in there?
No. It's same. The same gripe that you've had before.
They were the same old bitch. You're with the same old bitch.
No.
That's what I thought you said by that.
Don't talk about people like that.
I shouldn't. You're right. I was wrong.
No. When researchers examined the responses by gender, researchers found that talk of heartache, regret, and tears after a breakup was surprisingly pronounced among men.
Oh, yeah, men. Text men.
Occurring significantly more among male respondents than female
really?
Ones.
It takes men 2 years to get over relationships. It takes women 6 months. I've heard that stat for years.
Yes, the heartache theme was much more commonly discussed by men.
Yep.
Men are at least as emotionally affected by relationship problems as women, said the lead author, Charlotte Entwistle.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah, well, I suppose if it just like ends abruptly.
Well, it does. That's what we're talking about.
A lot of people when relationships end, they see it coming.
Yeah.
That doesn't make them less heartbroken. That's why they're still heartbroken.
That's right. And that's why it gets drawn out for so long as well. One of the reasons. They say thanks to the idea that men are stoic, unemotional, many men have less experience processing negative emotions in a healthy way. And they may also feel less willing to reach out to emotional support networks or even to have emotional support networks.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of time to practice processing negative emotions.
They say it's a lot harder to get over a breakup or any traumatic event when you feel like you don't have the space or resources to express and process your emotions.
Was it generally harder for dudes to find somebody else, too?
Yeah, I would think so, because guys are gross.
Depends on the dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you're Craig,
case by case,
they just fall at your feet.
Damn right. Fresh bitches everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Too many to choose
that.
From.
Yeah. The bitches aren't people. They're complaints.
No, I thought you were talking about, when you said that, I really thought you were talking about
aren't people.
Yeah, well, that's fresh you. Bitch,
I meant you. I thought you meant people. I know you really well.
Yeah,
Craig.
On you.
That's why I assumed you meant people.
No, that's on you.
I know you pretty
and
good.
I thought in the koozie sense, it did mean people.
No.
No, it means you're a bitch. You're drinking White Claws, which you are.
That case, it is a person.
Yeah. That's why I made it.
Unless there's vodka in the White Claw.
I felt like
you put vodka
bitch.
In your White Claw, you're not much of a bitch.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
So I went golfing yesterday.
Did you
with
get not
friend
much
Gene.
Of a bitch? Did you get not much of a bitch koozies yet?
Oh, that's a lot to fit on there.
You were Gino.
Yeah, I went golfing with our friend Gino yesterday,
which
and
is not,
turns
not
out
ball golf.
Right, yeah. Right. Disc golf, the yeah. proper golf, and turns out he's on a health kick.
Good for him.
Oh, what's he doing?
Yeah, well, you know, he's getting out, doing some walking, yeah, you know, doing yeah. some golfing, right. And he has...
What'd he quit?
Well, he started adding orange juice to his vodka.
Oh. That is quite the health kick.
Yeah. Well, that's a screwdriver, man.
Vitamin
well,
C good. Is important.
Nothing oh, absolutely. Yeah, so he's looking much better.
Yeah. Did he bring some with him as a sport
oh,
drink?
Oh, yeah.
As he walked the course?
Yeah.
Little squeezy bottle?
He is, yeah. He's officially retired now, man, so of course he's drinking vodka with his orange juice. Why wouldn't you?
No, he's, yeah, but since he's retired, he started adding the orange juice.
Well, he has time for that. Yeah.
I sent you a story the other day that the reason golf, you know, cart girl came to be was it Sinatra and Dean Martin?
That's one of the stories.
I missed that, really.
So
that.
I was curious, are there any disc golf courses that have cart girls that go around and serve you stuff. Are you aware?
I'm unaware of that.
It'd be a weed cart, then.
I'm unaware of that. I have heard stories. There are, you know, there is lore of cart girls at tournaments.
Okay.
At an occasional tournament.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. All right.
Yeah, where there's a guaranteed crowd.
Yeah, I guess. But the cart girls aren't for the crowd. The cart girls are for the golfers.
Have you watched that? When golf's on TV, the best of the best, it ain't much of a crowd
right,
still.
But there's the tournaments.
There's 14 other disc golfers that do it weekends right. following them.
Yeah.
That's you know, what it is.
It's fairly busy on a tournament day.
No, it's not. I've watched
that. Well, the day we did Craig's tournament.
Well, that was...
It was full.
Well, we all were there. Nobody was watching. We were all golfing.
And a cart girl could have come around and
absolutely.
Sold us stuff.
Absolutely. We could have easily done
right. In an instance like that, I could see where a cart girl would
be. Oh, yeah, the tournament, yeah.
Probably would have had to have a few more munchies on the cart than normal golf, the ball golf cart girl.
And edibles.
No, those were already there.
Not here. They were there. Oh, yeah.
They were stocked.
Nick
trust us.
Nick can't wait. Next year without COVID, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. I keep hearing about it.
We're planning on doing one this year. Then, you know, COVID backed up.
Right. And
the Delta hit and everything. Right.
Right. And. It's, you know, it's going to be a hit. We've got sponsors lined up and everything. Right it's, you know, a cool deal.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I plan on just floating through the course.
You will because you'll suck at the game. Because me and
it's terrible.
It's a horrible game.
It's really hard.
Yeah. It's really hard.
You think you can throw a Frisbee and it'll be fine, and it's just not.
Can I play with a Frisbee?
Yeah.
There's no tournament, and I don't really care what I score. I can throw a Frisbee. I can't throw those discs.
Yeah, you'd like to think.
No, I can throw a Frisbee better. I'm still suck at it, but better than those discs.
Okay. I think the Frisbees are too light. They don't fly as far.
Right. Yeah, Gino tried that yesterday.
Yeah, but plus we threw those heavy ones, and they just tailed off five feet away from us, you know?
Yeah, 10 yards and then
right Gino,
the
Gino, use your regular Frisbee?
Occasionally.
All right.
But we don't have the technique. We're no good.
No, Craig's good at it. Craig's excellent.
Right, well, not really.
No, but compared to us, you're the best.
Compared to you, yes.
Yeah, because you've logged.
But not compared to most people.
A lot of hours.
More hours.
Well, and we were all using, like, you know, a driver disc for everything. We all just had one disc.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, but that's not a big deal if, you know, at some point you go, okay, well, maybe I could use a different disc here. But if you're only going to throw it 20 feet anyway, you can do that with any disc.
Exactly.
You're saying we're not good enough to worry about other discs?
Right.
I don't care if I'm not good enough.
And I agree. We're not.
I plan on disc golfing once a year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Well, of course I'll be there.
Just understand that you're going to have to carry the group, Craig.
Yeah.
Our scoring depends on you.
We don't care.
How long is an average hole?
Oh, it's not that far. 80 yards you walk, basically. Maybe 60 yards sometimes, right, Craig?
So it's a lot shorter than a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Like a ball golf course.
No, we're done.
All par threes.
We're about a third.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They're not all par threes.
I was saying, if you're only throwing it 20 feet, you'd have to throw a Frisbee a dozen times.
No, it ain't a 400-yard hole. No.
It's good.
We'd be there all damn day. Yeah.
The PDGA recommends that courses average 200 to 400 feet per hole.
All right.
With holes no shorter than 100, that's 30 meters. So, you're a really short hole.
You'll like it there. Because you ever done it before?
No.
Okay, but you smelled weed every hole.
That sounds
now,
great.
Now, we're following guys smoking weed, but there are also guys everywhere else smoking weed.
With
so.
Guys.
Oh, we're right. With guys smoking
you
weed.
You were with me.
Yeah. I think and Craig's got buds. They were smoking
yeah.
weed.
Yeah. yeah.
I think I'll be a guy smoking weed.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
We may have been in the minority, Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we were.
I think I'll just bring a pitching wedge and a golf ball.
That's fine.
130
yeah.
yards.
Yeah.
I think the golf ball might fall through that basket.
Yeah,
though.
It might.
Yeah.
Not so.
Well, you'd have to hit that basket.
Put a bunch of divots in our freeway and
yeah.
our fairway.
Yeah,
the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah,
take out a few other disc golfers with a golf ball that they don't expect.
Japan is blocking all flight bookings into the country until New Year's Day, even for Japanese citizens.
From because of the variant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do they give those people warning?
I don't know why you have. I don't know why you can't.
People who already have tickets for flights into Japan will be allowed to travel to the country.
I saw a doctor. It's not going to happen because the right won't let it. But I saw a doctor saying that all kinds of in the United States air travel should be vaccinated or a test.
Makes perfect sense.
I was just on a bunch of flights. Man, we're all in masks, but we still saw sitting in there together. You know,
fine.
But they won't do it. The right won't let it.
No, but yeah. I'm fine with
the
it.
The anti-vaxxers do won't it. Let it. Who, by the way, are all vaccinated.
Right. Could the airlines do that?
Individually, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not going to.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they don't want to face the backlash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if it wasn't across the board, you would have, you know, nobody wants to take that stand on their own.
It should be across the board.
And the industry as a whole would have to do it. Mm-hmm. You're right. One airline alone would just get killed. Right.
You know, Fox News Air.
I don't know if they get killed, Push. Well, I think people would fly that airline.
There would be a certain percentage,
yeah.
sure.
Especially yeah. Right around now.
But they'd also take, you know, the
they get hit a little bit.
The social media warriors.
Yeah, they don't care. They pack the planes. Be the vaccinated airline. What the hell? Of course, they have to worry about their aisle donkeys being vaccinated, too. I forgot about that because well, they've never been bitches about it.
And that's another example of the squeaky wheel because most people
are vaccinated.
Right,
right.
Most people are vaccinated. Right. Most people are saying, fine, just give me the vaccine.
Problem is we're kowtowing.
Let's move on.
We're kowtowing.
But no, we
got
to listen to all the people griping.
Yep.
Bitching.
Right, because 15% represent 50%.
They're the loudest ones.
Right.
And we should shut them down by making them get vaccinated.
Or not.
Let them go. Let them do anything.
Jeez, they're just the loudest ones. Right. And they, you know, we think, geez, most people aren't vaccinated and don't want to be. No, most people are vaccinated, and they're fine with that.
Yeah. Depending on what part of the
it's
country
the
you're
loud
in. We're not that big in Nebraska, not compared to the coasts. So depending where you live.
That was before that Tom Osborne announcement.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A surgeon in Austria facing a financial penalty for amputating the wrong leg.
Yeah, a lot of the money, too.
God.
Jesus.
Yeah, this seemed like a very small punishment.
It was like $40.
In Australian money, it is, yeah.
Austria.
Yeah, or that.
$3,000.
Yeah.
Happened back in May. The right thigh was amputated, even though they were supposed to operate on the left thigh.
What you put in the memo of the check? Wrong leg. That's what I would write.
Yeah.
Wrong leg, sorry.
It just seems like your leg should be worth more than that.
Yeah. Well, they're going to sue.
What I don't understand is why they
say that's
thigh.
His penalty.
Oh, that was just a fine.
That's his penalty. The guy that got his leg cut off can sue, I bet.
Well, even then.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, he died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. They
had nothing to do with the leg being amputated.
I was going to say, you're supposed to sew that back up, but you cut it off. I heard.
Had nothing to do with the
That's
leg.
That's an extra $3,000.
That guy's dead now.
Well, they're really going to sue, though.
Yeah, but even then, the punishment for doing that should be more than.
So the infected leg stayed there and infected his body? Sure. It wasn't because of the.
The death was not related to the amputation.
All right.
You think that doctor was relieved that guy died?
Yeah. And that guy was probably relieved he died.
Yeah.
I cut off the wrong wiener. You ever hear that?
You left the bad leg?
Right.
Are you freaking kidding me?
You're supposed to write it on your leg, too.
I like how they say thigh, like you can just remove the thigh.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they put the knee right there?
Right.
Hey, like, what's his face? King of the Hill.
Grandpa from King of the Hill.
He's got real shins.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, he lost his shins.
Fake shins, real feet, right?
He lost his shins.
Right. Yeah.
They lopped them off.
Yeah. His ankles basically connect right into the knee.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he puts the shoes on right below the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. Out of West Monroe, Louisiana, according to an arrest report, Alexander Pierce was captured on store surveillance video in the electronics department of the Walmart, quote, hunched over a laptop with his hands in his pants. When a cop confronted Pierce outside the Walmart, he claimed to have been watching music videos on a laptop. While initially denying that he had watched pornographic material, Pierce then admitted that he was, well, maybe looking at some pictures. He wasn't masturbating in the store, he said.
I tried that, didn't work.
But Pierce then said, but don't worry about this stuff I got on my hands. That's from 4 hours ago.
What?
I missed this whole masturbation story because the computer messed up.
The guy said, don't worry. It wasn't from this time. All the splooge was from 4 hours ago.
It's dried, though, right?
It should be.
Okay.
And Nick just said that, too.
You're right. I didn't masturbate now. I masturbated earlier, right? So I should be busted.
Yeah,
so the stuff that's on my hands, that's from earlier.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yes, I did.
It's like it's music videos.
TJ Miller later on this morning in
There's
the studio.
Some, fappable music videos out there.
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.